I've been wondering, the Talib said, his bloodshot eyes peering at me over Sohrab's shoulder. Whatever happened to old Babalu, anyway? The question hit me like a hammer between the eyes. I felt the color drain from my face. My legs went cold, numb. He laughed. What did you think? That you would put on a fake beard and I wouldn't recognize you? Here's something I'll bet you never knew about me. I never forget a face. Not ever. He brushed his lips against Sohrab's ear. I heard your father died. I always did want to take him on. Looks like I'll have to settle for his weakling of a son. Then he took off his sunglasses and locked his bloodshot blue eyes on mine. I tried to take a breath and couldn't. I tried to blink and couldn't. The moment felt surreal. No, not surreal. Absurd. It had knocked the breath out of me, brought the world around me to a standstill. My face was burning. What was the old saying about the bad penny? My past was like that, always turning up. His name rose from the deep, and I didn't want to say it, as if uttering it might conjure him. But he was already here, in the flesh, sitting less than 10 feet from me, after all these years. His name escaped my lips. Asif, Amir John. What are you doing here? I said, knowing how utterly foolish the question sounded, yet unable to think of anything else to say. Me? Asif arched an eyebrow. I'm in my element. The question is, what are you doing here? I already told you, I said. My voice was trembling. I wished it wouldn't do that. Wished my flesh wasn't shrinking against my bones. The boy? He said. Yes. Why? I'll pay you for him, I said. I can have money wired. Money, Asif said. He tittered. Have you ever heard of Rockingham, West Australia, a slice of heaven? You should see it. Miles and miles of beach. Green water, blue skies. My parents live there, in a beachfront villa. There's a golf course behind the villa and a little lake. Father plays golf every day. Mother, she prefers tennis. And father says she has a wicked backhand. They own an Afghan restaurant and 2 jewelry stores. Both businesses are doing spectacularly. He plucked a red grape, put it, lovingly, in Sohrab's mouth. So if I need money, I'll have them wire it to me. He kissed the side of Sohrab's neck. The boy flinched a little, closed his eyes. Besides, I didn't fight the Shorawi for money. Didn't join the Taliban for money either. Do you want to know why I joined them? My lips had gone dry. I licked them and found my tongue had dried too. Are you thirsty? Asif said, smirking. No. I think you're thirsty. I'm fine, I said. The truth was, the room felt too hot suddenly. Sweat was bursting from my pores, prickling my skin. And was this really happening? Was I really sitting across from Asif?